Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stay tuned for the Holiday Showdown. That is coming up at 10:20. The question for our Holiday Showdown will be announced then. Also, the most mispronounced words of 2025. I'll try not to mispronounce them. But first, David's got quick takes.
So many headlines, so little time. Adam and Jordana now riff on some of the other big stories making news in this fast-moving segment we call Quick Takes.
Well, as you've been hearing all morning, this little burst of snow during the morning rush caused a little bit of headaches for drivers. My drive-in was a little bit slick, not too bad, but here's what happens. The bus is late because of the snow, which means I'm late getting in the car, and then I've got to drive downtown through some snow. And on days like this, even though it's a route I drive all the time, I pull out my phone and I navigate to work, and it took me a different way. This morning it took me a way that had no traffic, and I got here in, you know, just a couple of minutes more than I usually do, which obviously I don't do that every day, but on a snowy day like this, I'll choose to navigate. What do you do, Jordana, if you have to drive somewhere in the snow or drive, even if it's a familiar place, will you change your driving habits or use your phone to navigate to a place you've been to before?
It's a good idea to do that, but also with the snow, I would want to make sure that I'm driving on roads that are paved, or excuse me, that are plowed, that are plowed. You know, so I wouldn't want, that's the thing. If it takes you back roads, maybe, because those are less crowded, you never know if it's going to be really plowed. And the snow's coming down out there.
Yeah. So if it's an inch of snow.
Did it take you on?
Actually, I normally take back roads, and it took me on Highway 55 instead. And I don't know. It also rerouted me to a different entrance to the highway I take. So it did take me, like, a different route in several different places, and I don't know if that was to get around accidents or slowdowns or anything, but I gotta say it worked. I got downtown in, you know, with no problems, even though it was snowing during my commute.
Yeah, it's always a good idea to have an alternate, and I'm glad you got there safely. I'm sorry you guys had a slow morning, but that happens, right? Yeah. What I do really is just leave extra time.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, especially if I'm driving and it's precarious, you know, I might take a different route, but I just want to stay as safe as possible. So there's always extra time built.
I did that to myself. I sat down in my car after I got the kids on the bus, and I'm already late. I know it's going to be a slow drive. And that's when I texted you and just said, hey, might be a little late. Yep. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm not pushing it. There's no rush. We'll just get there when we get there.
The show will go on, yes, David. I mean, you got to be there at the beginning, but we'll be fine. Yes.
We're all tuning into some Christmas music in USA Today. Today is out with the top 10 worst Christmas songs of all time, topped by this little number.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
All right, that is number one, the worst Christmas song of all time. Rounding out the top three is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And the Christmas Shoes song, which I would personally put at the top. Jordana,
do you have that? Do you have the Christmas Shoes song?
Oh, man. Tell me your worst song while I find that one.
Okay. I don't know that I have a Christmas. I don't know that I know what that is. I mean, the Chipmunks is definitely bad, except for the fact that the kids love it. And Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I think I might, if I was a person who ever got offended by anything, I might be offended because I believe in seventh grade, we sang that in choir for our choir concert, I believe. When I had to take choir and I was told to mouth the words because I have zero singing skills whatsoever. I'm completely tone deaf. But I think that's how I learned all the words to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, because I do believe it was a choir song. And by the way, I am not going to chime in and tell you what is the worst Christmas song ever. Remember, the Jew is not going to say anything bad about Christmas ever. I'm going to love it up. And I do love Christmas. I'm so jealous of all the fun that you guys get to have. It's so much fun. I love all Christmas music. Okay, what's this? Could you
hurry? This is the Christmas Shoes. It's like this sappy song about a kid who goes to the store to buy shoes for his mom who's about to die, and it's so...
Oh my God!
It's so sad. Like, she's going to wear these... I think she's going to wear the shoes when she meets Jesus. That's like the punchline. Oh, so she's like, my mommy's going to die, so I got to buy these Christmas shoes.
Okay, that's a terrible choice.
It's too much. It's too much, really. Oh, man.
Okay. That's terrible.
Okay. Target Circle members will be able to buy up to $500 in Target gift cards at a discount this weekend only, tomorrow and Sunday. You can do that both online and in store. It means somebody who goes and spends the max, which would be $500 on gift cards, you'll only pay $450 for that $500 in gift cards. Now, obviously, Target is, you know, hoping you'll buy that and give it to somebody, but I think if I don't shop at Target, but like if I did my grocery shopping at Target, I'd be like, heck yeah, I'll take a discount. That's a nice little discount. And then
that's
use that
2 weeks
for
of groceries.
Groceries, yeah. So, yeah. Jordana, you do shop at Target. Will you do that? Yeah. I mean, it's basically free $50 at Target, assuming you're going to use that $500 in a timely fashion. Are you going to hop in on that deal?
I might. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. I might actually do that. Thank you for telling me. How long is the deal go?
It's just this Saturday and Sunday. You can do it online or in store.
I might do that. I mean, who doesn't shop at Target? Except for you. Who doesn't shop at Target? So that's a... I think I might. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the heads up on that.
Finally, here in Quick Takes, it is indeed today on December 5th. It is National Karaoke Day. That's right. The Karaoke Organization of the United States is telling you that it's time to tune up your vocal cords and sing along with some friends, maybe at a karaoke bar or maybe at your works holiday party. You're going to fire up a karaoke machine. We talked about that yesterday. Jor, your four like activities at holiday parties. So what if we had a holiday party here at CCO? There's no cameras. There's no recording devices. And it's your name that gets pulled. Are you going to get up and sing karaoke?
Never in my life ever would I ever do that. Because here's the deal. I know I say that I can't sing, but you have to believe I truly cannot. I can't match a note. I have no tone.
That's the fun of it.
No, it's really that bad. Like, it sounds like something's dying. I think I sound great in my head, but I have no... almost a disability, right? I wish I could get a disability card for that.
I don't believe a word of what you're saying.
No, it's true. You should ask, like, my husband sometimes. I mean, I do sing at night. We put on music. We have a little dance party before bed. And he just laughs because he can sing and he plays guitar. He's a wonderful musician. And he laughs at me that I can hear my kids chuckling. Marley has said to me, are you trying? Are you even trying?
That's the point of karaoke, though. It's not like quality music. It's having fun with music. Why won't you have fun? Let people laugh at you. That's the whole point. That's why we're here doing karaoke, is to laugh at how bad we are.
I don't believe that for a second. I believe karaoke is for the competitive singers that never, you know, got on to American Idol. So they're now showing off in a bar or in front of their coworkers. It's not so everybody can laugh. No, because if they truly had a bad voice like me, they would not expose people to the... No, it's terrible. No, it's bad. It's people who can sing a little bit and have this dream of maybe, you know, once getting up in a bar, and they get to live the dream and have fun with it because they can at least match the tune. Have you ever done karaoke, David?
Yes, and I'm terrible, and it's great fun to sing a song and you're awful and everyone's laughing and having a good time. I am a terrible singer, and it is fun to go sing karaoke. And that's been my experience. You go to a bar, someone sings, you go, oh, that's pretty good. And then somebody else goes, oof, well, that's really bad. And that's the whole fun. That's what we're doing. Come on, have some fun.
I would not want to be responsible for patrons leaving an establishment.
That's not what happens. Everyone's there to hear bad singing.
Their ears would start bleeding, and then it would be my fault. I would get sued. You know, this is America. It's not good. The Holiday Showdown, next. Should I stay or should I go? That's today's Holiday Showdown. Do you prefer to travel somewhere over the Christmas holiday? Or no way, you are leaving the comfort of Minnesota, and it's a command performance that everybody come to you, and you are the host. Do you travel, or do you stay home and enjoy the holidays from the comfort of your living room? 651-461-9226. Should you stay, or should you go? David, we celebrate Hanukkah, as you know. I love Christmas,
though.
And Hanukkah's not like a super religious holiday. We're just trying to compete in the season, you know, get a couple of presents out there, you know, show our menorahs. Mm-hmm. It's just really fun. Here's the deal. I do travel during this season, but I love to be in my house when for sharing presents. So I prefer to stay home. This year, I will be traveling to see my parents. I told you guys my mom is sick. So I'll be traveling to see my parents. So sorry, which means I will be gone for Hanukkah, which devastates me because I do want to be with my kids. We sing, we dance, we light the menorah, we eat latkes. It's super fun. So I'm sad this year because, you know, obviously I'm sad for lots of reasons because my mom's sick. But I'll be traveling, but I will come home, by the way, for New Year's. And for, like, actually Christmas Day, and I imagine I will. I don't know how long I'll have to be in Florida, but I imagine I will. But if I had my choice for the holiday of Hanukkah, for that's my holiday, I would prefer to stay home.
Yeah. I am a noted traveler. We love to travel as much as we can.
Yes.
That being said, I will be traveling in mid-December. I'll be traveling again in early January. But Christmas to me is one where I'd rather be home. And that's not to say if you know, sometimes home is somebody else's home, right? If you need to go see family, I understand that. But if I had my druthers, I'd travel before or after the holiday. And I'd like to be at my own house or my mom's house on Christmas morning. And that's what we'll do this year. We will travel the weekend before Christmas and then come back for the actual holiday. And to me, that's perfect because especially when you're going somewhere, you know, we're going to see aunts and uncles and grandmas and stuff like that, and you're going to visit them. It doesn't matter that you're seeing them on the 21st instead of the 25th. Like, that doesn't make a difference. But when you're at home, if I'm trying to celebrate Christmas in my own house like 3 days before the holiday, it doesn't feel the same. To me, that's a totally different vibe. And it's irreplaceable, you know, waking up on actual Christmas Day in your own house and the feeling, the vibe that creates and the traditions that fosters is an irreplaceable thing. So I'm with you. If I had my druthers, I'd be at my house.
I agree. And also, I always wondered how people do it when they have to travel. Do you pack up all the presents? Do you get them shipped? I mean, some people like go skiing over the holiday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you? We once did that. We went to visit my parents in Florida. And that's what I did. Mm. I took an extra suitcase.
Yeah, with all the
kids
gifts.
Were smaller.
Yeah.
And I, even though, you know, when they were smaller, I tried to give them like a little something once every night, you know, and it could be something very little, but it's still wrapped up. It's still like a token. It's still, and it was a whole suitcase of things.
I think that is a really interesting question because we just had this conversation with my mother-in-law who was concerned about presents because we're traveling with six of us down to Kansas to see relatives. And then when we open gifts there, like some people will have a lot of gifts, but some people won't because we're not bringing our gifts with. Like the gift I'm giving my wife or my mom or my kids, that's going to wait till we get home. So we're going to sit down to open presents and it's not going to be like an equal fair amount of gifts for everybody. And I think that makes my mother-in-law feel uncomfortable that we're sitting in her house and there's a bunch of gifts under the tree and there's a disproportionate amount for some people. And I'm guessing she'll maybe buy a few extra little cheap trinkets or whatever just to sort of like even out the experience because it's not just about the gifts. It's about like we're sitting down to share presents with each other. And there's this feeling that everybody needs to have things to open, which I guess I don't really buy into, but I understand that sentiment.
Right. And now I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have some gifts shipped, you know, so they're there. But then if they're for my parents, I don't want them to see them, you know, so then it's just in the box that it comes in. So I know these are major first world problems, but I will have to wrap gifts and leave them for my kids because they're not joining me on my trip this year, which, again, makes it a little bittersweet. Okay, some of your texts. So that's the holiday showdown. Holidays at home or holiday travel? 651-461-9226. Enjoy traveling with my family, this texter says. We go half a mile west to my sister's. Next day, we go 2 miles east to the cousins. See, that's the kind of travel I'm talking about. I'm so jealous. I really am jealous of you, friend, because your whole family is here. And that's such a good reason to really live where your family is. Because then you get to experience a little bit of time with them in front of their tree and you know, experiencing their decorations or their food or, you know, and then you get to go to the other cousins and get some time with them in their home. And it's just such a nice feeling. Such a good reason to stay close to home. I know, go out and live your life and do things. But boy, when it comes time for holidays, it is nice to have your family around. Someone says, Southwest Florida or bust, baby. I get out of here as much as I can. And as Minnesotans, I empathize. I'm looking outside. As lovely as the snow looks, oh my gosh, I would love to take a walk today, but I'm not going outside today. So I get it that you want to be somewhere warm. I totally understand. And I think that's a little easier if maybe your kids are grown and, you know, having their own holidays maybe. But if you have small kids, it's just hard to experience the same thing if you're not, and you're trying to create traditions if you're not in your own space. I get it. Although this is a good time to travel. The kids are off from school. I hear you. So that's why we asked the question. Should you stay or should you go? Do you like to travel or do you like to stay home? 651-461-9226 for our holiday showdown. Jump in with whatever you would like for the I'll sprinkle them throughout the show. But we got to take a break because Tim Lammers is coming up next. And oh my goodness, Netflix is going to acquire Warner Brothers. That's the breaking movie news. That's the breaking Hollywood news. So we're going to talk to him about that. He's also reviewing Hamnet and a Netflix original movie starring Jay Kelly and George Clooney and Adam Sandler. That's all next with Tim Lammers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tim said, this news that Netflix is going to acquire Warner Brothers is so huge, it will change the movie landscape forever. Oh my gosh, yeah. Tim, you just told David that in the break. So I said, we'll do your reviews in a minute, but let's talk about this breaking news. First, for our listeners, explain what is happening that Netflix plans to acquire Warner Brothers Studio.
So Warner Brothers Discovery is a huge, huge company, right? And Warner Brothers, obviously, a legendary studio, correct? I mean, it's yes. One of the big, I don't know how many are left. It used to be one of the biggest ones, though. But then Paramount, who was acquired by Skydance, Paramount Global, Skydance Media, acquired that. They were interested in acquiring Warner mm-hmm. Brothers. And all of a sudden, Warner Brothers is for sale and they put themselves up for bid and Netflix won. Now, Paramount Global isn't happy with this.
No.
Because I think Paramount Pictures is committed to movies, correct? I mean, mm-hmm. movies in theaters, I should say. Now, Netflix is a streaming service. So there is deep concern from lots of industry people that what's going to happen is, Ted Sarandos, the CEO of Netflix, is saying, no, we're going to keep things in movies in theaters, but the theatrical window is going to change. All right. The reason that you don't see, for example, Frankenstein, Netflix released it in theaters to qualify for award season and left it on the big screen so people could enjoy it on the big screen. Mm-hmm. However, the window was only 3 weeks. So you didn't see that in any AMC theaters. AMC says, hey, you got to give us a larger theatrical window. Otherwise, you know, you're gutting our business. So the big fear here is that Netflix will, through Warner Brothers, is going to start releasing movies, but they're going to shorten the theatrical window, which is really going to hamper the theatrical business. So what's the future of show houses now? If you're going to say, hey, we're going to show this movie, but we're going to take it out of theaters in 3 weeks and put it on Netflix. So, the other thing, the implication is, what's going to happen to Warner Brothers Discovery's HBO Max? If that's owned by Netflix, does that mean all Warner Brothers films are going to go on Netflix? I mean, there are just so many elements to this deal. What happens to previous Warner Brothers properties? What, you know, in their library? How does Netflix monetize those and create news stories, et cetera, et cetera? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a huge, huge deal, and I don't think people are going to realize the magnitude of it until they start announcing plans. But Ted Sarandos already has said that the things are going to change as far as the movie-going experience in theaters.
So he said, basically, that they're not changing the model to prop up the theaters. The model will stay the same, that things will go quickly to streaming.
If you read between the lines, the quote is, my pushback is mostly in the fact of the long exclusive windows, which we don't really think are consumer friendly. Okay.
Wow.
What is consumer friendly? If you're in the streaming business, you want your movies to stream, right? So
yes.
I think people are afraid, I should say, the studios that, okay, that means that the theaters, is, you know, as well. They're saying, okay, that means they're only going to give us a movie for 30 days before they yank it out of there and put it on Netflix.
Are theaters going to close?
Sarandos tried to justify this by saying, hey, we released X amount of films in theaters already this year. What he's not saying is that, well, a lot of them are for awards consideration, and they're playing maybe in, most of them are just playing in New York and L.A., and very few, like Knives Out, the latest Knives Out mystery is in theaters for 3 weeks before it comes out next week on streaming on Netflix. And Frankenstein was in theater for 3 weeks before streaming. And obviously, theaters aren't going to make a lot of money if it's a hit movie, right?
Right.
I mean, because they're only going to have a 3 week window.
Right.
I'm not saying that's going to be the case here, but basically, there's a lot to say in that quote, where she says, we don't think that's consumer friendly. Well, what exactly does that mean? We're going to find that out.
Wow. All right. I'm a little concerned about the movie theater owner business. And I love going to the movies. So that's a treat. So that's it's something we'll be keeping an eye on, Tim. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's get to some of your reviews, of course. Today, Tim's reviewing Hamnet, Hamnet. Let's listen to the trailer and he'll tell us what exactly this is.
Who are you looking for?
William Shakespeare.
I have no talent for waiting.
The women in my family see things.
What do you see?
I see landscape. Oceans.
You're having twins, my girl.
Undiscovered countries. What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I shall be one of father's players.
Will you be brave?
Yes.
Will you be brave?
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so if it sounds Shakespearean, it is. You heard the word, the name, I should say, Shakespeare mentioned in that. Hamnet is the name of William Shakespeare's and Anne Hathaway's son, Hamnet, who, unfortunately, as a young child, died during the plague, crushed the couple. That is so basically what Shakespeare did, he was inspired to write Hamlet, the iconic play, based on, you know, the tragedy that he and his wife went through during this time. So it's interesting, you know, obviously how many Shakespeare play adaptations have we seen on the big screen? You know, hundreds probably, if not more, right? But rarely do we see the behind the stories of this or that. And in this case, Hamlet. So that's why I find this film really, really fascinating. You know, as a parent, obviously, this is a very difficult film to watch. It's a very, it confronts the fears of parents, right? It's a sort of film that really just guts you watching it. At the same time, it's one of these awards-worthy films because it's just technically so brilliant. The acting is brilliant, directing, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, Paul Mescal, who was in Gladiator 2 last year, but he's really, his star has risen, and Jesse Buckley are in this as William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway, although for some reason in the book from which this was adapted, they changed her name to Agnes, spelled like Agnes, but Anya. So I really don't know what that's about. But yeah, so it goes into their courtship and their life together and this tragedy and how this tragedy helped form the play Hamlet.
Was it good? Was it worth it?
I mean, yeah. Well, again, you know, it's one of those movies where it's like, oh my God, this is so difficult to watch, but you can't help but praise everything about it. You know, just the movie making, the music in particular was just so enchanting, entrancing. I don't know. It was just, it had an atmosphere. It was directed by Chloe Zhao, who did Nomadland a few years back with Frances McDormand. And of course, she won Best Director and Best Picture, and Frances won Best Actress. I mean, so you know you're going to get quality stuff. Steven Spielberg is one of the people behind this. Sam Mendes, another great director, is behind this, and both those guys are producing it. So you know you're going to get high-quality stuff, and you definitely get it here.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let's go to this new, speaking of Netflix, original streaming movie. The name of the movie is J. Kelly, and it stars, as you'll hear, George Clooney and Adam Sandler.
J. Kelly, so handsome.
Look at you. You're the American dream. The last of the old movie stars.
I'm down here.
You're up there. You're down here. You're in here. We did this together.
See you, Dad. I'm leaving on Saturday for Paris.
This is your last summer. It'll be so lonely here without you.
No, it won't. You're never alone.
Really? I think I'm always alone. Thanks, Yvonne.
You're welcome.
Okay, this sounds more interesting. Talk to me about this one.
Yeah, again, J. Kelly actually was in theaters, but nobody knew about it, really, because it was such of a limited release. Obviously, they didn't put the push into it that they did with Frankenstein, but Clearly. Obviously the film was in theaters to qualify for awards considerations, and I do believe it was in a couple theaters locally as well. So there you go. There's your fears right there. Yeah, it was in theaters. We didn't hear about it, and all of a sudden, boom, it's on Netflix. So here we go. But yeah, it is definitely a theatrical film. It's definitely worthy of awards season attention. And George Clooney seems like he's playing George Clooney, but he's named J. Kelly. He's this global movie superstar. His career has peaked, and so has his personal life. And you heard him talking to one of his daughters there. He divorced their mother. The only relationship family-wise that he has with family is his two kids. But since he was spending all of his time being fabulous while they were growing up, while the youngest daughter is preparing to go off to college, he's starting to think, you know what, I really missed out on something here. So
yeah.
It's one of these deals where, again, you watch this sort of film, and it's great, I will say. I mean, Clooney is great. Adam Sandler plays his manager. He's funny, but it's more of a serious role for him. It's a movie about lost opportunities. And again, in this case, and I think all parents probably go through this, it gets to the point where their kids are grown up and they go off to school and their lives change forever and your life changed forever. And you sit and wonder, well, did I give them enough time? Did I work too much? Did I do all these sorts of things? Could I have been a better parent? And that's the big question that this movie asks. And honestly, after I watched it, it's like this hung with me for days.
Yeah.
It really, Noah Baumbach co-wrote it with Emily Mortimer, who is also an actress, and she's in this briefly. But yeah, it's really an impactful movie. Obviously, a much lighter movie than Hamlet is, but I think it's definitely worth checking out. And again, it's on Netflix already today.
Okay. Well, there you go. Netflix today. You can read more of Tim or hear more of his reviews at directconversations.com. Always great to talk with you. And boy, this new Netflix news is really big news in the movie industry. So we are going to be keeping an eye on that.
We're going to learn a lot coming up here. And obviously there's pushback, and I don't, you know, they obviously have to, this is a big merger that needs to be approved. So there's going to be a lot of people fighting it, but we're going to hear plans. And I think the theater industry, especially, they're bracing for something that could really change the landscape of things.
I also read this morning that the head of Paramount wrote like a really nasty letter that how he got shut out because Paramount wanted to write that. Is there any truth to this?
I mean, you know, they're not happy with it. They didn't like the process of how this happened. Now, again, I mean, they just did a big merger themselves. This is kind of scary that you're seeing these movie industry, the studio shrink in a sort of way. They're actually getting larger. But what I mean by shrinking is Disney acquired 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox is no more. And now, you know, you got Netflix acquiring Warner Brothers. You have Skydance acquiring Paramount Global. So again, that's why this sale, I can't think it's a done deal yet. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback from it, especially from David Ellison, who is the CEO of Skydance and Paramount Global. So we're going to see what happens. But yeah, he's not too happy about this whole thing because they're the ones that sort of initiated this whole merger talk with Warner Brothers.
Interesting stuff. We live in interesting times, my friends. Tim Lammers, once again, directconversations.com or Google Tim Lammers and Forbes. He writes for them as well. Always great to talk with you, my friend.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jordana.
You got it. You too, sir. The most mispronounced words of 2025. I will try to pronounce them correctly. Test yourself next. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, glittery, you light me up like starlight on
I don't love mispronouncing words. It's sort of my business. Definitely when I was a news anchor, I was much more consistent about you read scripts and you reread them and you make sure you have all the pronouncers or you write in the prompter how to pronounce it. On live radio for 3 hours. It's hard to get everything perfect, but I was reading this morning about the year's most mispronounced words. And the first one that I thought was interesting was something that I questioned. Remember the Louvre heist? The theft of the France's crown jewels from the Louvre in October? And I kept hearing reporters pronounce it Louvre, Louvre, like two syllables. And when I took French in high school, which was 5,000 years ago, I remember learning about the Louvre, and we called it the Louvre. Now remember, this is central middle school in Parsippany, New Jersey. I'm not saying our French teachers were the best, but clearly I was learning it incorrectly, because Babbel is reminding everyone that the correct pronunciation for the famed museum is Louvre, with a very soft pronunciation of the R at the end. So it's Louvre, something like that. And I didn't know that. I was always calling it the Louvre. That's it. Because, you know, the French, they're famous for swallowing so many of the letters, like the word de, well, like two is just de. It's D-E-U-X, but it's de. Like, that's a letter and a couple of other things in French. I definitely don't even come close to speaking the language, but I was corrected that it's Louvre, Louvre, when you want to sound educated about the Louvre. Here's the deal. Another word that was improperly pronounced, there's about five on this list here. The active ingredient in Tylenol, acetaminophen. I've always called it acetaminophen. And I'm looking at the correct pronunciation, all spelled out phonetically, acetaminophen, acetaminophen. So the C and the M are where you accentuate. Acetaminophen. You're probably saying it correctly. Acetaminophen. Right? So, David, say it.
Acetaminophen. That's a word, though, that, yeah, like, I'm sure I've read that word on Tylenol when I, because here's when you read that. You go look at the Tylenol box, and you go, yeah, mm-hmm, it's the one that starts with the AC and is about that long. And then you go to the generic box. Yep, that's the same word. And you pick same up the thing. Right? The generic box. That's when we, mm-hmm, read that. I bet I read that on a box of Tylenol 50 times. Never knew how to pronounce it, and just, really? Was like, had it in my mind as like, yep, it's the one that starts with the AC and has too many letters. Never knew how to, okay, pronounce it until this, mm-hmm, year Tylenol, you know, was a news story, unfortunately, and then I, mm-hmm, heard it enough times that I knew it. But yeah, some of those words that are medically seem so foreign that I don't even try to pronounce them.
Another one, speaking of those medical words, Mounjaro. This is one of those GLP-1s. You know, it's like the Ozempic. That's how you pronounce it. Now it's pronounced Mounjaro. So the Jaro is the X is where you put the accent, but they're saying it's more Moun, M-O-W-N, Mounjaro. And I've been saying Munjaro. So Mounjaro, whatever. You have to know about that. If you haven't heard of a Labubu, you should know what it is. It's the new Cabbage Patch Kid. It's the new Tickle Me Elmo. It's the new must-have for the season. Labubu, it's a cult collectible toy, all right, that everybody is buying. And apparently the accent is in the first boo. You're supposed to say Labubu, not Labubu. It's Labubu. So if you want to sound super smart, know what 6-7 is and say Labubu. That's how you say it. Let's see, another one. Oh, and this is what I learned from reading this article, that we have all been improperly pronouncing Denzel Washington's name. Did you know this? I learned this to this
no.
morning.
Denzel Washington. Everybody knows how
Denzel,
to pronounce that.
Well, Denzel, right? Say it. How you say it.
Denzel Washington.
Right. We have all been pronouncing it Denzel. D-E-N-Z-E-L-L-E. Denzel Washington. Well, apparently, he was on Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel, and he said, everybody's been pronouncing my name wrong because he, who was named after his father, pronounced their names Denzel, Z-U-L, with, and it's supposed to be the emphasis on the den. So it's Denzel.
Denzel. Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
Wow.
Not Denzel. It's Denzel Washington. Right? My God, the things you learn. Really, from reading and on the Adam and Jordana show. I appreciate that. I've gone way too long with how to pronounce words.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.